Hello there. Hey, wow, this is an amazing thing, Matthew 7. The challenge is this. Should you judge other people? You know, what's so interesting is that I live on Judge Street, so every time I have to give someone my address, they're like, judge? Like judge? Like, you know, like the one we don't want to go in front of ever, unless, you know, we're on the right side, or, you know, the judge. Yeah, I'm like, J-U-D-G-E, you know, because we just feel terrible when we judge people. And here's the good news. You know, the challenge is, should you judge others? And I'm going to say yes and no. That God's good. He throws some humor in here. He suggests that, and that's suggesting that, you know, God really does like us. He likes us enough to give us these pearls, these good things, and ask us to be good stewards of it, our relationships. And how do you do that? You do that by evaluating others or giving feedback. Is that judging? I mean, how do we marry here him saying, Jesus saying, do not judge, and then later on, watch out, all in one breath? I think the easy way to marry it is to just go ahead and realize that he left this crowd of people, and immediately in chapter 8, there's a slew of miracles, okay? So sometimes we just have to leave our time as being spent in the wrong place. Let me just say that. So the challenge is this. Should you judge others? And let me just read Matthew 7, 1, and then I'm going to skip down to 15. It's not going to be much. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. My goodness, I guess we're not supposed to. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank or the 2x4 in your own eye? I love that. I'm going to skip down to 6. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. All that, the good things that God's gifted you with, talented you with, don't throw that away. Own people. If you do, they may trample them under your feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Do you see how difficult this kind of gets? And then in verse 7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. And lastly, in verse 15, watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Let me read that again. By their fruit you will recognize them. So, is it okay to judge? I'm going to say, and I know I'll get emails, yes and no. How do we marry, do not judge, and watch out for false prophets in one breath and teaching here? Look, everyone wants evidence. I stood in line for 2.5 hours waiting on Winnie the Pooh 1 year, and I just found out real quick that Winnie the Pooh was very real to my wife when I said something. And yet, then I see kids pulling on the costumes, trying to see, and, you know, the other kids are crying and just loving on him like he is just big honey ball. So I think the real challenge for us today is to first look inwardly at our own life and to say, well, what are my fruits? Do people know God because of me? Look, if the answer to that question is no, if you can't think of one person that knows God because of you, please email me in the contact section, because if you really can't answer that question at all, that's a lonely, lonely place to be. That's life is just a death end road. It's a dead end road. If people don't know God because of you at some point in your life. So is it okay to judge? Well, listen, don't we have to evaluate others? I mean, come on, when you throw your pearls, the best of everything that God has given you, and there's no change in a person's life. I mean, this could be going on for years and years. What else can you do? You evaluate where you're throwing your pearls, your time, your money, your gifts, your talents, all of those things. You evaluate, and then there's this little bit of a humor, you know, hey, well, you know, evaluate, but look at the speck in your own eye. It's cartoonish, almost. So I just want to say that if you're questioning, how do I know when I'm properly using or evaluating my pearls and not judging, that I am just watching out? Well, it's very, very, very simple. I already gave you the answer. It's in verse 7. Ask, seek, knock. Everyone who asks receives. Seek, find, knock, and the door will be opened. That's exactly what happened. Chapter 8 is a slew of miracles with demons and leprosy and people that you never would have thought that God. We don't know the heart of other people. Only God does. But we can't evaluate ourselves and where we're throwing our pearls. It's okay to evaluate. It's okay in some cases to give feedback. And it's also okay, like Jesus, to just move on when people are not ready. Now, I know that's hard, but the good news is this. God's good, and He is showing us through this humor, cartoonish figure of a plank or a 2x4 in our own eye that He actually does like you. And in between all that, He throws it in there. Ask and seek and knock, and you'll find, and the door will be opened for these miracles, for you to be a good steward of relationship, for you to not have to question whether you're judging or not, or whether giving feedback is okay or not, or whether walking away is okay or not. That's very difficult. I'm getting the look right now, like, shut it down. That's deep. But I hope that helps this week, because we do have family members. We do have people we work with. We do have people in the churches, out in the world, that we wonder sometimes, should we be spending our time there or not? May God bless you this week, and we'll see you.